Every prophet signified his mission by his name, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? When he came, he said, my name is Jesus of Nazareth. Elijah, God is one over Israel. They didn't know the meaning of his name until they came to the brook when he was killing the prophets of Baal. Then all Israel bowed. Elijah, there's only one God. Tonight I came in this apparel because I'm DV of Nigeria. There is nothing of Nigeria in me. But so you can trace and know he came out of a place. Because if you have no root on the earth, you have no right to speak on the earth. Yes. That's why even the devil looks for agents he can use. Yes. The Holy Ghost looks for agents. I want you to hold hands across because I want you to lead you. I want to lead you in an oath of office. One day your father Jacob came on a dry place. When he landed there, he picked a stone and made it a pillow. And suddenly, a ladder opened. And he saw one like the Ancient of Days standing at the top of the ladder. And he, Jacob, was lying at the bottom of the ladder. And angels were ascending and descending between two lords, taking communications. Jacob said, I am in the gates of heaven, and I wot not. This is the very house of God, and I did not know it. It is possible to be with him and not know it. The two men were walking on the road to Emmaus. They said, didn't our hearts burn while he spoke to us? But when he broke bread, when the flesh was broken, a spirit popped out, and they understood. A man traveled all the way from his country to go on pilgrimage to Jerusalem. He must have known the name of the God. If not, he won't travel that far. He was a top minister in his government. And when he came, he finished the pilgrimage. And he was carrying the books of that God that he came to worship in Jerusalem. And he was even reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, join yourself to that chariot. And Philip asked him a stupid question. You don't ask a pilgrim in Mecca if he knew what he came for. Neither do you ask a pilgrim in India, in Delhi, whether he knows Buddha. You know, if he didn't know him, why did he have to travel all that way? Philip said, understandest thou what thou readest? The man said, how can I understand? But he had finished the pilgrimage. He had done every rite. At the temple, they took his offerings. Their ministry was just a toll gate. Drop what you have and go. We don't care about your identity. We don't care about your lack of knowledge. Just drop what you have and go. I'm not a toll gate. I'm not a website. I'm not a web waiting for a fly to catch. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. One day I read Isaiah, that great prophet. 66 books in one book, and each book signifying the 66 books of the Bible. He was the only prophet that called his name Emmanuel. He said something profound. I will not rest, and I will not give my eyes peace until your righteousness goes forth like the brightness. And the Holy Ghost stopped me. He said, Selah. And I started to meditate. He said, God is taking an oath of office. He's saying, if these things don't come to pass, then he is not your God. And he said, the Lord said to my Lord. And he said to me, don't you think, sir, you need to also take an oath of office? If God has sworn, since he's higher than every high, he has sworn by himself that he will not rest until your righteousness goes forth and all Gentiles see it and all the nations, the kings see it. Don't you think you need to take an oath? I said, yes. What oath will I take? And he said, go through the scripture. Let wisdom teach you. Wisdom is a person. It's a spirit. It's an entity, a personality. He's tangible. He's not a thing. It's not an idea. God does not use ideas. The fact that you got a brainwave to set up a fashion studio does not mean it was God. Anybody can think that kind of idea. Any greedy person can think it up. God is way beyond ideas. He's a person. That I might know him. That was what Paul said. And be conformed to the kind of death he died. So I can also be found worthy to partake of the resurrection. He's resurrecting him. He's a him. And I sat with him. And my eyes alighted on Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. Here is my oath of office.
Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth.
As the waters, yes.
As the waters that cover the sea.
As the waters cover the sea. If you have ever been to the beach, you will know there's nothing peaceful about that takeover. It's violent. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom has suffered violence. And only the violent take it. Only one way, by force. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Everybody say, you ought to swear I will do everything until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth. Presence on the earth. What's lacking is the knowledge of the glory and what to do with it. Tonight, you have taken an oath of office. Tonight, you have joined Joseph, that great prince. In death, he refused to rest. He says, "Don't bury my bones until God fulfills his word." years in the wilderness, Joseph wandered with them. He conquered death while he was yet alive. He refused to rest. On his tombstone, you were not permitted to put R.I.P. When they entered across Jordan, Joseph walked with them. Every time they disobeyed God, his voice warned them. All of them that let Egypt die, their carcasses fell except Joseph. He that was dead was still alive, but the living were cut off. Even Moses, their leader. Three of them only left Egypt and made it. Joshua, Caleb, and Joseph. The book of Joshua does not end until it said, and Joshua went and died and was buried amongst his own. And Caleb too, and the bones of Joseph were brought to rest. Can a man travel from Genesis to Joshua? That man is a colossus. Type of his majesty. Your majesty, we give you praise tonight. Thank you for the kind of people you have. Your sons, they are like arrows in the quiver of a strong man. Your majesty, who is like unto you? You store up the snow and use it as weapons of war. You are in charge, your majesty. Blessed be your name. I want to be like Joseph. He's my father. Thank you.